Hello again, and welcome. May you enjoy great welcome to another episode of Lynn's Fins. I'm your host, Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, and the topic for today, the topic of discussion is Monique. Monique. The Academy Award winning actress, the Golden Globe Award winning actress, Emmy winning actress, NAACP earning actress, who has graced our television sets and theaters for generations at this point. Well, she is in the news again. She's won the suit against Netflix. Now, more specifically, she's been granted a settlement. But we all know what that means. Netflix would have never settled had they been true to her the way they claimed. But we'll get into that and more here on Lynn's Fins. I'm your host. And again, I bid you a great welcome. Now, back in 2018, I believe it was, 17, Monique came out and she presented a statement that she was being discriminated against and lowballed with an offer from Netflix to produce a comedy special. She said that it was racial inequality and gender inequality that most defined this case against Netflix. She came out and wanted people to stand in solidarity with her, which I've done by not using Netflix as a platform from that point forward. Now, I, like I said, stopped using Netflix immediately, opting for what I usually did, have done all my life, and that's watching movies with other ways, by other means, in TV shows and things like that. But a lot of Black people spoke out against her. I live in St. Louis, so a lot of that reaction I got from people within my city and area, but a lot of these Black reactions were global. They were national, international. Black people opposing a Black woman fighting for her rights as she was offered $500,000 for a Netflix special that was to have her working and running for 2 years, and it was a two-year contract where, within which she could not work for another entity. She had to sign a non-compete, as you know, you generally do with jobs like this. I've signed plenty. And, you know, the woman, was completely railed against by her own community. I made a Facebook page in solidarity with her and her movement. It's called Let's Speak with Monique. And it's just really crazy to see all the things she's had to go through in order to get justice. But it's so amazing. I'm so excited. So ecstatic that she was able to reap the benefits, the fruits of her labor for the past 5+ years or so. This woman has gone on to win so many awards and garner so much fame and recognition that I don't even know her last name to this day. Because she's literally Monique she is Monique. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's won BAFTA Awards, Golden Globe Awards, Academy Awards, Screen Actors Guild Awards, Grammy Awards. She won a Grammy. Like, this woman is beyond amazing. Like, beyond amazing. She has been around doing comedy for ages. She was a part of Def Comedy Jam, Women of Comedy, Queens of Comedy, Thank God You're Here, Showtime at the Apollo. We all know that. You know, in Russell Simmons Productions, she was in the movie Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire that was produced in 2009. She had her own TV show, talk show. She had a show that ran over 20 years. She's a stand-up comedian and actress, and really a legend. Which was a point of contention regarding the entire argument from the jump, whether or not she could contend with the people who she was comparing herself to, like Amy Schumer, Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, let's be real about this. Do you really think that this woman is not more funny than Ellen DeGeneres, than Amy Schumer, who literally got famous for making fun of her weight? And here we have a Black woman who's actually owned her weight throughout her career and now owned her life in correcting her health issues that led her to be the weight that she was. And now is looking better at her, in her, you know, more experienced years than she did when she was less experienced. It's crazy, you know? Although Monique has always been bad, you know? It's beyond inconceivable the amount of things a Black woman, a Black woman has to do to get recognition for the work she's put in. Meanwhile, when was the last thing we heard from Dave Chappelle before he came out with this comedy special that he signed up to do with Netflix? Wasn't he out in Africa somewhere on sabbatical for on hiatus, trying to get away from it all because he felt like Hollywood was trying to make him have sex with men or wear a dress? Like, what are some of the funniest things you remember from Dave Chappelle? A lot of the funniest things that people remember from Dave Chappelle have come from, not the most controversial things, some of the most funny things come from his first years being really big. Like when he thought he was, when he played a Black man, an older Black man who was blind and grew up thinking he was white and became a racist. Or I guess an Uncle Tom, technically. Or when he played the crackhead that he has, you know, revamped, a character he's revamped or revitalized throughout his career. You know? What are the types of works that he's put out that you appreciate? Do you appreciate seeing him in certain films? If so, what are those films? In certain TV shows? If so, what are those shows? And how do they compare to a career of a woman who's literally been at the top of her game for decades? Monique to this day, is one of the funniest women alive. Do you know what I'm saying? She's one of the funniest women alive. No one who, some of the greats before her and during her time and after her, well, I can't really say after her because she's still here, but, and people have only seemed to have gotten worse, like, you know, that's how we ended up with Tiffany Haddish. But she is literally the greatest, the funniest woman alive right now. She is like, how many female comedians can you name? How many? You can't name many, especially when it comes to Black female comedians. So then it becomes, how is she not a legend? And then if you want to take gender out of it, how many people can you say are consistently and have been consistently funnier than Monique? Or on that level? Or close to it? Cedric the Entertainer. I was about to say Forrest Whitaker, but I don't know if he was ever a comedian. I know he's a great actor though. A really great actor. I love him. Cedric the Entertainer. Chris Rock. Chris Tucker. And excuse me, I don't consider Chris Rock to be on that level, but people do. So I have to include him. Some would argue Will Smith, but I wouldn't. Robin Williams, Jim Carrey, who else? Was Lionel Richie a comedian at one point? I know he was funny. You know, there are people you can name. Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell. You know, there's some pretty hilarious people out there. But, like, how many women can you name? One. And then how many people can you name who are some of the greats? And why would Monique not be included in that when you look at her extensive career? Fat Girls. Her talk show. It had a nice running. You know, sitcoms that we grew up with in the 90s and the early 2000s. Movies that even exceeded her expectation of Monique. Took her to a more dramatic role we've never really seen before. The likes of The Color Purple, when we saw her in Precious. That was as traumatic as watching The Color Purple. And some would argue even more traumatic because it was one person's story. You couldn't find hope in like a few people's story, but not these people. You literally had to watch one person. You could never escape the hell of her life throughout that movie. Precious. Now, probably should have started with this, but for most of you all who don't know, after this suit was posed, the blackballing ensued majorly. It was already started, but it became so immediately public and well known that, you know, everyone knew that she was being described as hard to work with, difficult to work with, by everyone from the likes of Lee Daniels and Tyler Perry to Oprah Winfrey. All people who were involved in the Precious production. And it's crazy because they expected her to work for free. they wanted her to promote this movie more than she was contractually obligated to. And the Black community, a lot of people are just like basically saying, oh, okay, well, you know, she should have done it. Why not? You were getting paid for a movie. You agreed to the payment, even if it was chump change, because they didn't think the movie would do as well. And like, they weren't in a position to pay that kind of money at that point. But when the movie went on to win awards and become one of the most iconic movies of the time, it grew, the success grew, and the money clearly was generated. But none of that revenue went to Monique. Outside of her, what was it, $9,000, $6,000 that she was given for the role in such an iconic movie. And they all decided to blackball her because she put her foot down and said that she was not going to be working for free, basically. She didn't want to work for free. And it's crazy because Tyler Perry is very familiar with this. I mean, Madea said, I am the who of the slave, and I do not work for free. Somebody better go find my check. Or phenomenal women will get beat phenomenally. Straight up said that shit. And like, we're pretending that this woman doesn't deserve to be paid for what she's expected to do, and then to be back paid after the movie is the film is so successful. So they blackballed her. Made all these rumors about her being hard to work with, etc. And it stuck, especially after this Netflix situation fiasco. That's now thankfully ended in a settlement in her favor. You know she just got paid. You know she just got the bag. But see what it took and what it still takes. Because now we've got D.L. Hughley. I know people say Hughley. I don't know the man. And his name clearly looked like Hughley to me. So we're going to stick with that. And I've known some Hughleys. But D.L. Hughley, see, now I'm saying it. D.L. Hughley was, number one, he was running around claiming that he was the headliner for the show, that a show that they were recently both apparently supposed to host or be a part of. And he claimed that he was the headliner. He was the reason that everybody was coming to the show, and he tried to give her a chance, but that wasn't going to work. Yada, yada, yada. And it's crazy because she comes out with evidence. He comes out with a memo that apparently, you know, the show was supposed to be, he was supposed to be headlining the show. But she comes out with the actual contract that shows that she's the headliner. So it's pretty crazy that this man doesn't even know what a contract is. And that just shows another level of these people keep climbing and clamoring to discredit, devalue, and dismiss Monique. But they don't see the clear-cut facts for what they are. Like, you're gonna join the bandwagon of somewhat famous people who have discredited, devalued, and demeaned Monique and dismissed her and all kinds of stuff. And it's because you want clout. Also because he's upset. Well, I don't know which one happened first, But at some point during this situation, Monique posted a video of an interview that he did that was already public. People just didn't know about it because people don't talk about these things until it looks bad on someone else for talking about it. She posted a video of him basically admitting that his daughter claimed she was raped. I believe it was raped or molested by a good friend of his. And he admitted that he did not want to risk ruining that friendship so badly that he did not believe his daughter and did not act upon it. And apparently he apologized for that as well. But the damage was done. Now people are upset with her because she posted the video when he's the one who did the thing. He's the one who protected the rapist of his own daughter. And then he's the one who did not, is in this video saying these things. So you're getting mad at Monique for a video that's been public that she just reposted that he did of an interview of him in his own words. So what you're expecting people to understand is that you are upset with what he revealed in the video, not because you're upset with him, but because she revealed the video. I'm done. It's literal nonsense. So now people have another reason to be upset with Monique, and people just can't give her credit. She can't win without her whole community railing against her and saying, you know what? You're crazy, Monique, no matter what. No matter what gains, no matter what wins or winnings, you are trash. That's what they want. That's what they feel about her. And it just shows you the devaluation of Black women. Yet again, my first episode of this entire podcast, of the first season, is titled, You Look Good for a Black Girl. And it's my most, to this day, it's my most well-received episode. Because it's so real. You know? People relate to that statement in so many ways. Because so many Black women and girls have been told by their male counterparts that they are that very statement. They've been told that very statement or something that supports that statement. Like they're ugly. Because they're dark skinned. Because they're Black. Because they look too Black. Their features are too Black. Even if they're not dark skinned. You know? And we wonder why people don't believe people like Monique. You're mad at her for sharing this story that he put out there about his own daughter and what he didn't do for her. But you don't see the connection in how this proves and what this proves about Black men and boys in the community. And when you grow up devaluing your sisters, your mothers, your aunts, your friends, your peers, your daughters, when you grow up feeling that way and learning that behavior from the men around you and even the women, how are we surprised? How are we then surprised that these same boys and men don't like women who are Black? Girls who are Black. Monique paved the way for a woman like a Tiffany Haddish to walk down the red carpet with fried chicken in her bag. To demean and demoralize herself for the coin. And people to support her in doing that. When the type of career she leads, she doesn't have to do that. You know? And she even came out against Monique, saying that she wasn't going to spit in the face, basically, of she wasn't going to hit a gift horse in the face or whatever the fuck that means. My step grandfather said it all the time, but. Without Monique, she wouldn't have existed. She wouldn't have dared be... They wouldn't have dared put a Black woman on TV doing some of the things that Tiffany Haddish has done. And given this woman money and a reputation to do this. A career. But people don't need Chris Tucker to come out after all these years that he's spent in debt and, you know, out of the public eye, basically. Aside from one or two things here and there, including the third Rush Hour movie, he's been gone since the 90s, early 2000s. But people, he's been cemented in people's minds as royalty, as comedy royalty. And see, this is the double standard. Monique does stuff currently. She is in things presently. While all this stuff was going on and she was being blackballed, she still had a career. But people really want to say, oh, well, yeah, she did this and that back then, but what is she doing now? She's doing everything that these same people who are solidified in your mind, cemented in stone as greats, are not even doing and haven't done in years, decades even. Chris Tucker has not been a funny dude in two decades doing stuff. But no one will ever argue that Chris Tucker is not fucking hilarious. No one dared argue that Ellen DeGeneres wasn't funny, and her last major funny thing was, aside from that dumb show she did that was not funny, was Finding Nemo. And it was amazing. She played a great role in that movie. She was really funny as Dory. But that was the last thing she did, and that was back in the mid early 2000s, like 2004, 2005, 2006. You know, and excuse me, it's just really crazy because you got like. You got, like, people out here, like, really upset that this woman is doing what she's doing. And people don't want to stand up for Black women. And it's just so evident. This woman literally just got a settlement. Now, when Michael Jackson was never convicted of doing anything to kids. But when he did a settlement with the boy's parents, who accused him of doing this, that, and the third, everybody said that he was guilty because he settled. But when Netflix settles with Monique, and nobody in the public eye was, I'm not gonna say no one was supporting her, but like, it wasn't like people were jumping up to support Monique. You know what I'm saying? T.S. Madison supported her. She even was able to get Lee Daniels to do an interview with her and try to repair the relationship. But aside from her, I can't think of anyone else who's really just taken the time and actually tried to facilitate this for Monique. Steve Harvey made himself look ridiculous, made an ass of himself, and showed the community who he truly was, and he reaped the benefits of that. You know? He sowed the consequences. And now D.L. Hughley is trying to do the same thing. And he's reaping the consequences. Like, it's just what it is. You sow the seeds, you reap the consequences. So, it's just so crazy the double standard that people give you when you don't fit into. They will do mental acrobatics out of this world just to make themselves believe something or make it appear that they believe something that is not true, just to support you or rail against you, oppose you. And if you're a Black woman, well, you're shit out of luck.